Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Bolger. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cal Neiman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John Briggs. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, John Briggs. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The left fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Alex Grammas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pinson. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to third. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Cubs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson takes first base on ball four. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is hit by the pitch. Thompson moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey takes first base on ball four. Marcelino Solis now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bailey moves to second. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Bailey moves to third. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan takes first base on ball four. Grammas moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Long for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman strikes out. Two outs. Marcelino Solis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solis hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs 1. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Temple hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to second. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks misplays the ball. That's an error on Banks. Temple scores. Lynch moves to third. It's 4-1, Reds. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bolger. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Lynch scores. Pinson moves to third. It's 5-1, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bailey hits a line drive into right field. Bolger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Bolger. Pinson scores. Robinson scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 7-1, Reds. John Buzzard now pitching. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gramas is 0-for-1 in the game. Gramas hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Reds. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 7, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lynch hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 8-2, Reds. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bolger hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards the mound. Kellner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 1 in the game. Neiman hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Buzzard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buzzard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 2 in the game. Grammas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bailey moves to second. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bailey moves to third. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bailey scores. McMillan moves to third. It's 9-2, Reds. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Banks fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0 for 2 in the game. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Grammas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell now playing third base. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got four RBIs. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin strikes out. One out. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bolger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long strikes out. Two outs. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0 for 2 in the game. Neiman takes first base on ball 4. Bolger moves to second. Bobby Adams pinch hits for John Buzzard. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a fly ball into left field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Neiman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0 for 3 in the game. Grammas takes first base on ball 4. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McMillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bolger. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Grammas moves to third. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Taylor bunts towards the mound. Kelner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gorrell moves to third. Thompson moves to second. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bolger hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lynch is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Pinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to second. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bailey takes first base on ball 4. Pinson moves to third. Robinson moves to second. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fondi hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Neiman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Neiman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Neiman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Tanner reaches second base with a double. Neiman moves to third. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Taylor strikes out. 2 outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bill Henry now pitching. Alex Grammas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grammas is 0-for-3 in the game. with a walk. Grammas is called out on strikes. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McMillan hits a fly ball into right field. Bolger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 9, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 9, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.